Live.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
We're here till 10 o'clock Eastern Time, as we are six nights a week, Monday through Friday from 8 till 10 Eastern. And, of course, the live Saturday show from 7 until 10 Eastern. All in the evening hours.
Six nights a week for your listening pleasure.
Exactly. So last night, Manwich, we were doing our vote-a-thon.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll continue promoting it a little bit, not as much as we did last night, because your response last night was fantastic.
It was great.
As a result of those of you who went to vote.freetalklive.com, we are now the number one podcast in the world on Podcast Alley. .com, which is the kind of like the major podcasting site out there.
It's the big one.
Yeah. And so we're really pleased to be where we're at, thanks to you. If you haven't gone and voted, if you weren't listening last night, if you didn't catch the archive, you should go to vote.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to where you need to go, take you less than a minute to complete the entire process. Very simple, very easy. And it'll help us get a more solid lead, I suppose you could say, on the rest of the competition.
And that lead helps us because podcasting's a big deal right now as far as the media goes, and when they go to check out who's number one, when Free Talk Live's sitting up there, we get the media coverage. And when we get the media coverage, the program directors see it. When program directors see it and we call them, they'll say, yes,
saw you on USA Today.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
That's a good thing.
More Free Talk Live for more people is definitely a good thing. So go to vote.freetalklive.com. We have got a lot to talk about tonight, as always. Plenty of stuff in the news. We've got emails that are stacking up, so I know we need to get to some of those tonight. You can go and email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. That's ftl@freetalklive.com. We don't guarantee to read your emails on the air, but we will definitely read them off air, and some of them make it on the air. But your calls always make it on the air at 1-800-259-9231, because you can call about political issues or personal problems. I mean, anything goes on Free Talk Live if you take control.
Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. For more information about the Free State Project, give them a call toll-free at 1-888-532-4604 or go to freestateproject.org. That's freestateproject.org.
Yes, indeed. Free State Project. We love those people over there.
Yeah, great.
800-259-9231. I suppose we should start with some email here, man, because we got some good ones, some good issues in the email. This one from Brian. It says, hey, gang, I've been listening to your show via podcast over the last month or so.
Thanks
and love
for that.
It. I heard something today I thought I should straighten out. When discussing the "you have all these wonderful things because of liberals" letter, you talked about how people should not be entitled to electric power just because they decide to build on a piece of property in the middle of nowhere. I don't know about other states, but here in California, if you want electric routed to your remote piece of property, the electric company there, PG&E, makes a feasibility judgment and will only supply the lines if it makes economic sense to them.
That makes sense to me.
I suppose there are cases where it only makes sense to them if the landowner pays the initial cost, meaning the cost to actually run.
Can you imagine what that must cost?
No, I can't. But I suppose if you can afford to live out in the middle of nowhere, I mean, usually people that live out, at least here in Florida, where we're doing this show from, if you live east of the interstate, because we're on the west coast of Florida, so if you're on the west side of the interstate, you live in kind of like the upscale, I mean, big, expensive properties, and property gets cheaper as you go east of the interstate. Just because the property's cheaper doesn't mean you've got people out there living in trailers. I mean, you've got people with huge plots of land.
They just buy bigger pieces of land out
there. Huge plots of land and just tremendous homes on those plots of land. So you usually live out in the middle of nowhere because you can afford to. But, yeah, I can't imagine what it would cost to run power
out there. I don't know that holds true everywhere. I mean, we happen to live in the richest county in, actually, second richest county in the state of Florida.
Maybe you're right. Maybe it's just because I've never lived anywhere else. So it would seem to me, though, that if you were willing to pay the amount that it costs to run electricity out there, why not just sink that money into solar power? Now, solar power is not cheap, but then again, I can't imagine that putting up power lines and poles throughout, all the way down an interstate, or not an interstate, but a state road or something like that would be very cost-effective compared to the solar.
Have you looked into solar? I mean, I don't think it'll supply a house. It barely keeps my calculator on.
I'm talking about if you've got... It'll keep your calculator on, and there are people that do run. Isn't it Art Bell, the old talk show host, who lives down
he's
the middle
off the grid?
Of
the, yeah.
Doesn't he live off in the middle of the desert and completely off the grid? So it's absolutely possible. What you do is you set up all these panels, and if you have enough of them, I'm sure you could power your house.
I'm sure if you had enough.
And that's my point. I mean, if you've got the money to sink into power lines and power poles and paying the power company to go and bring you power, and then if something happens to one of those poles or lines, you're down and out. Whereas if you'd sunk all that money into your own solar system, then...
If something happens to your panels, then you're down and out.
Yeah, but there's a lot of panels.
But at least you control your own destiny.
Yeah, exactly.
Because I'll tell you, when the power bill comes sometimes... there for a while, I had an air conditioner problem that was causing the fan to run all the time, and mm-hmm. It was amazing. My power bill was $250. For me, that was
a lot. For a month.
And, you know, the power bill would come, and I'd be like, there's some kind of mistake.
Uh-huh.
Somebody's made a mistake. I demand a recount. And, you know, there's no recourse against the power company. None.
Well, there's no other power company to go to as well. There's
now
no
I've gotten the little problem fixed, and it, you know, bills are like... $60, $70, $80.
They're government-approved monopolies. Anyway, PG&E apparently... So, okay, he says it brings up a good point. The government actually prevents people from receiving power from public utilities because the Public Utility Commission in California sets rates the utility is allowed to charge. And even if you're willing to pay more, the utility can't charge you more. They're forced to base their feasibility analysis on the artificially capped rates. So they're restricted from even somewhat responding to the marketplace and demands by laws. And that's, I guess, the negative side for that company for accepting the government-approved monopoly, I suppose.
I suppose.
This leaves the landowner unfortunate enough to have such a piece of property forced to generate his own electric, usually via gas or diesel generator, or go without. If he chooses his own generator, it's at a much higher cost and probably less environmentally friendly. Of course, details may differ from state to state. And he finally says, I'd like to add that although I'm a California wimp, not willing to brave the winters of New Hampshire, I have volunteered my time to the Free State Project, which I heard about before, but didn't really check out closely until I heard you guys plugging it. So I'll also be supporting them financially within my means. So way to go, Brian. He says, keep up the good work. We definitely appreciate the email. You can email us at FTL.
I'll tell you, Brian, I'm a Florida wimp. And
born and raised here.
Yeah.
I've never seen snow beyond a little snow flurry we had back here in Florida in the late 80s.
89.
It didn't even touch the ground. It had melted before it touched the ground.
Well, I think that about when it hit the ground, it melts.
There were some areas where it did hit the ground and mm-hmm. stay for a little bit, but not where I was.
Yeah. It should be a challenge, but for liberty, I'm willing to do it.
Absolutely. It seemed that was my issue. I mean, when I first encountered the Free State Project, I thought, man, this sounds like a great idea. 20,000 people moving to the same state, 20,000 liberty lovers, people who care about being free, moving to become activists, not just moving to the same state, but
right.
to actually take part and make a difference.
To make that state free, to return it to, constitutional type government.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you, if 1776 rolled around, or, you know, prior to that, the Revolutionary War, I hope that I was the kind of guy that would have said, yeah, I want that. I would have been in the one-third of Americans that said they wanted to be free from King George's tyranny.
It was only a third. What were the other two-thirds?
One-third was ambivalent, and the other third for the King Loyalists.
Right. I wonder what the breakdown would be today.
Well, life's pretty good here, and the taxes, they hadn't heard of anything like that. I mean, we just keep on getting them poured on us,
right.
But I think the Boston Tea Party was over a percent, 1%,
1% or so,
1.5% tax on tea.
Right.
And they went crazy over 1.5%
on tea. Yeah, they got dressed up like Indians and threw stuff off
the
boat.
Yeah, like, forget this,
right.
I've had it.
So there you go, Brian.
You can't
email.
Do this to us.
So the weather thing was issue number one for me with the Free State Project. It was the only hope I had to get over, and I finally just said to myself, this is freedom, damn it.
Mm-hmm.
This is our chance at liberty in our lifetime. If I'm not willing to be a little bit cold for that, then I really need to reconsider my principles. This is your show, Free Talk Live. Take control, 800-259-9231. Crazy military recruiting tactics coming up.
Been a while since you've seen the dentist? Kids need braces? Can't afford dental care? Then log on to dentalplans.com and discover huge savings on dental care for you and your family. Dentalplans.com has a vast selection of discount dental plans nationwide, starting as low as $79.95 per year. And with the largest group of combined networks and participating dentists in the nation, you'll find a quality dentist right in your neighborhood. Finally, the solution America needs, the freedom to choose from over 30 discount dental programs from industry leaders like Aetna, GE, Patriot, and many more. Oral surgery, dentures, crowns, fillings, or braces, cleanings, exams, and even cosmetic dentistry. Take care of your teeth and enjoy a healthy, beautiful smile. Don't wait. Join now for 3 additional months free. Use coupon code GENESIS to save an extra 10% off your new dental plan today. Call toll-free 888-632-5353. That's 888-632-5353. Or log on to dentalplans.com right now.
Hi, folks. Jack Brownrigg from Midas Resources, the real money folks. Let's review a few things from the past year, November 2003 to November 2004. The Dow has ranged from 9,800 to 10,300, a 5% increase. The dollar's value has dropped from 96 cents to 70 cents against the euro, a 24% decrease in spending power against the gold-backed euro. Gold has gone from the 390s to the 440s, a 16% increase in real money. Precious metals are the safe haven in today's hectic marketplace. To learn how to protect your shrinking dollar, call Midas Resources today at 1-800-686-2237. Remember, gold is liquid, private, and portable. Call now before your buying power shrinks even more dramatically. That's Midas Resources at 800-686-2237.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I've experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control toll-free and bring up anything. Political issue, personal problem, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. And we are discontinuing discussing the website features. There are a lot of them for tonight. Just to run recap, you've got the Shrine of Female Listeners, the bulletin board system, the archives, and much, much more.
Most good job discontinuing.
The most important, we're not going into the details, man. What's the most important thing to know is it's all free. Everything at freetalklive.com, free. Now, what we're asking you to do is help us out a little bit. We give you stuff for free. You give us your vote. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's vote.freetalklive.com. If you haven't done it, if you didn't do it last night, do it tonight. It'll take you less than a minute to actually accomplish the entire voting process. And all you need is an email address. That's it.
Yep.
Only one vote, only once per month. So, we're not going to plug this all week long or anything like that.
Not asking for too much here.
Exactly. So
go to a website once a month.
Exactly. Vote.freetalklive.com.
No, forget about the rest of the months. Vote this month.
Exactly. And once you're finished voting, send out an instant message to a few friends and ask them to do the same thing, because it'll really help us. We're on the top of the charts right now. We're number one. But your vote will help keep us number one all month long. So
I'm sending out an email just this evening here.
Fantastic.
To get people to vote for me.
Vote.freetalklive.com. So, Manwich, tell me about these Army recruiters and I guess some of the less than honest tactics that they've been using.
Well, you can call it as you see it. I'll read the story. An attempt to boost slumping recruitment numbers, the U.S. Army has started offering stronger incentives, including increased enlistment bonuses. But two recruiters in Colorado have been suspended as the Army investigates accusations that they encouraged a teenager to lie and cheat so he could join up. Reporter Rick Salinger of Denver TV station KCNC reports that the 17-year-old high school journalist and honor student Dave McSwain is just the kind of guy the military would like. But McSwain tells Salinger, "I wanted to see how far the Army would go during a war to get one more soldier." So, says Salinger, McSwain contacted his local Army recruitment office in Golden with a scenario he created. For one thing, he told his recruiter, he was a dropout and didn't have a high school diploma. No problem, McSwain says, the recruiter explained.
But isn't a high school diploma required to join the military?
Yes. You need to have a GED or something
right.
like that. He suggested McSwain create a fake diploma from a non-existent school. McSwain recorded the recruiter saying on the phone, "It can
really?
Be like Faith Hill Baptist School, whatever you choose."
Wait, what state is this in?
Colorado. Golden, Colorado.
So it must be legal in the state of Colorado to record conversations without alerting the other party.
Legal, illegal, that's a funny thing to enforce anyway.
It's interesting.
I mean, and he doesn't have the same FCC strictures that we do.
No, but there are laws in each state that actually say you cannot record conversations in most states.
If your recording is good enough, it really doesn't matter whether you broke the law to get it.
Right, I got you. He's willing to face the consequences to get this out there as well.
Right.
Okay.
And TV stations do it all the time. When they got the SkyCam 8 out there, looking down on the interstate, all those people in those cars didn't consent to be recorded.
Yeah, but they're not listening to their conversations. Anyway, go on. It's an interesting story.
Okay.
It's conversations, not their actions.
Well, what about when they come and, expose the businessman in here and he's coming out going, no, you can't record me.
That's a good question. I think they actually...
I'd say in practice, this law is not enforced.
All right, go ahead.
Okay. As instructed, McSwain went to the website and for $200 arranged to have a phony diploma created.
Wait, which website? Did the recruiter give him the website?
Yes, as instructed.
So this must have happened before, huh? I mean, if he knew where, here's the website you can go to. Go get yourself a high school diploma.
It's certified that as a graduate of Faith Hill Baptist High School, the very name the recruiter had suggested, that he had and had came complete with fake grade transcripts.
I wonder if someone were to contact the website that was doing those diplomas.
Uh-huh.
If you could ask them, hey, how many Faith Hill Baptist High School diplomas have you handed out over the past year? And just find out how many people this recruiter has sent their way.
So this is the opportunity for the kid to act shocked here. So what was McSwain's reaction to them encouraging him to get a phony diploma? I was shocked. I'm sitting there looking at a poster that says, integrity, honor, respect, and he's telling me to lie.
Uh-huh.
So,
not a shock.
The Army doesn't accept enlistees with a drug problem. That's what the McSwain pretended to have when he spoke to the recruiter. I have a problem with drugs. I can't kick the habit.
Wait, is this the same recruiter?
Yes.
Okay.
This is the same kid.
Right.
He just wanted to see how far the guy would go. So it's kind of interesting. Yeah.
Amazing.
Just marijuana, McSwain recalls telling the recruiter, and he says, not a problem. Just take this detox.
He said
he would pay for it, pay for half of it, and told me where to go to get it. This is so it's like a,
Oh, my God.
Something you take that cleans up your system.
It's a test clean. It will wipe the marijuana residue, basically, from your urine stream.
The two times that I had the guys use it, the recruiter says on the tape, it's worked both times. We don't have to worry about anything.
Okay.
The original recruiter left Golden on a routine transfer, but another recruiter picked up the ball. This is apparently Sergeant Tim Pickle.
Wait, the original recruiter
left.
Oh, he left.
He was transferred out.
From
so.
The area. He's gone. Okay, I see.
So Sergeant Pickle picks up the slack here, and a friend of McSwain shot video as the sergeant drove McSwain to a store where he could purchase the so-called detox kit. Salinger.
Man, they'll go head over heels for this.
Yep. Salinger then went to the Army recruiting office, confirmed Sergeant Pickle. Salinger played for him a conversation McSwain said that he had with Pickle on the phone, in which Pickle reassures McSwain that there are ways around McSwain's supposed problem with marijuana. Pickle quickly referred to Salinger to his superiors. So the reporter, you know, confronted the sergeant, and the sergeant's like, you better talk to my boss. So Salinger paid the tapes and showed the video to Lieutenant Colonel Jeffrey Bodur, who heads the Army recruitment in the Denver region.
Mm.
Let me sum up all this with one word. Unacceptable. Completely unacceptable, said the lieutenant.
Yeah, only because you got caught.
Sure. Getting caught is unacceptable.
Right.
Absolutely unacceptable. Let me tell you something, sir, he said to Salinger. I'm a soldier, and I've been a soldier for 20 years. This violates the trust. It violates integrity. It violates honor. It violates duty. You can't handle the truth.
No, he didn't say that.
Okay. Bordeaux has also ordered a full investigation to determine what happened, and if it's part of the broader problem involving military recruiters breaking the rules in order to meet their quotas.
Gosh. How bad is this broader problem that the article is talking about?
Two recruiters were doing it.
Right.
I mean,
the first two he talked to, apparently.
Yeah.
Just these guys do
this
have
this kid
quotas.
Wasn't a reporter. He was just screwing around and then talked to a reporter.
Oh, I thought he was a budding young journalist.
I don't think so.
Wow, I mean, that is just amazing. The first two recruiters he talked to run this game on were for it. Now, we know that the military recruiters, they do have quotas. I mean, they do need to be recruiting a certain amount of people per quarter, or I'm not sure how often it is.
Well, the lieutenant colonel says it's tough out there, but none of this pressure would ever warrant any behavior such as we've seen here.
Mm-hmm. Man, I would have loved to have seen it go further. I mean, I would have loved to have seen
him. What else could he have said?
He could have gone in there and said, look, I really want to join the military, but I'm gay.
Yeah, that would have been great.
I like to have butt sex.
Yeah, he probably just didn't want to say that. You know, he's an 18-year-old kid that did it, so he probably just
Or he could have really pushed the drug thing. I mean, dude, I smoke crack. Is that all right?
I just want to stop smoking crack. I think the Army can help me.
Yeah. Oh, sure, son. Let's go get you a test clean. 800-259-9231. Your experiences with corrupt military recruiters, would love to hear from you. Maybe you are a military recruiter. Got any comments? 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. You take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it is meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
You love your coffee, don't you? Every morning, every afternoon, you couldn't live without it. Unfortunately, with every good thing, there's a little guilt. Are you putting the right thing in your body? Well, the solution is here. How about healthy coffee? Now you can enjoy guilt-free, healthy coffee from New Concepts. Choose from nutritious classic black coffee made from coffee beans and high-quality Ganoderma extract that has been documented to have extraordinary health benefits. Or indulge in a daily cup of mocha for that chocolate flavor. Made with a luscious combination of premium coffee beans and Ganoderma extract. Specially blended to give you an authentic, creamy coffee. Need an extra energy boost? Try ginseng coffee, combining Ganoderma extract and ginseng, resulting in an exotic, decadent flavor. All coffee beverages are naturally low in caffeine. New Concepts also offers delectable teas and other delicious beverages for the whole family. Call now and experience guilt-free, healthy coffees or teas from New Concepts by calling toll-free 888-439-3652, 888-439-3652, or shop at new-concepts.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
The show is Free Talk Live, and you can take control toll-free at 1-800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
And it is the Tuesday night edition. We do it six nights a week. And we are pushing the votes tonight. Now, which you go to vote.freetalklive.com if you like the show and you want to show your support. We're not asking you for money. This isn't public radio. Mm-hmm. We're not getting on the air and withholding the program until we get a certain amount of dollars. No, we're not asking for money. We just
you
want
must
your
call
vote.
Now. Your support's so important to Free Talk Live and keeping us on the air.
All you have to do, it's real simple, is go to vote. freetalklive.com. Takes you less than a minute to do the entire process, and all you need is an email address. That's it. Only one vote, only once a month, so do it.
Please.
We just finished up this military recruiting story. And just to recap, one of the most interesting military-related stories I think that we've had all year. A 17-year-old young lad decided that he was going to see how far these military recruiters were willing to go to recruit him into the military.
Mm-hmm.
So he went in and he claimed that he was not a high school graduate. In fact, he was a high school dropout. The military recruiter said, no problem. Here's the website you can go to buy your own diploma.
And then he said, well, not only am I a dropout, but I got a drug problem. I smoke marijuana too much. And the guy said,
oh, let's go get a test clean. I'll drive you there and pay for half of it.
Yeah. It's great.
Yeah. And then finally, I guess he went to the superiors, showed them the audio tape evidence.
The reporter showed it to the
superiors. The reporter showed it. And so now the military's, well, this is terrible.
Unacceptable. I've got just one for you. One word for you. Unacceptable.
Yeah.
Completely unacceptable.
You know, it makes me wonder. We know that the government is just bad at everything. They're terrible at communicating with one another. I mean, from bureaucracy to bureaucracy, information does not pass very well.
Mm-hmm.
I wonder what it's like intra-bureaucracy within the military. Do you think that there was a memo that was sent out to all the recruiters? Look out, guys!
I was just thinking about that during the break.
Uh-huh.
I didn't really think about it. I didn't go very far with it, but I thought to myself, I wonder if Free Talk Live could do that to some recruiter out there.
That's what I'm thinking.
Are they going to fall for it?
Yeah, how many games could be run? Because if they didn't send a memo out to everybody, and again, this is a bureaucracy, so I would think, I would err on the side of bureaucrats and suggest that they don't.
Yeah.
You know, they just, maybe the head of the division of the area where this happened might have sent a memo, but I can't imagine that it was sent out to the thousands of recruiters that they have around the country. So it would seem to me that if our younger Free Talk Live listeners wanted to run a little game of their own on military recruiters in their area, I think it'd be fun. And I think that a lot of these anti-war people that are out there, the people that are doing counter-recruiting, like they show up on a college campus or a high school campus when the military's there and they have a protest nearby or they have their own booth where they hand out anti-military propaganda.
Right.
I think this would be a wonderful project for them to take on.
Well, I would say that if you were an anti-war protester, one of the things is basically the Army gets 90%. Isn't that what we read one time? 90% of its recruitment from recruiters and only 10% from, like, just walk-in sign-ups?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And well, they're having a tough time.
There's only there's a finite number of recruiters out there, and if you tied up those recruiters put in 8 hours a day,
right?
If you tied up those recruiters with
making them think you were going
to
join,
just maybe get go to Marmy and want to shoot people and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, just to occupy their time.
Yeah, I mean, I would just think that that would be a way to for a person that would wanted to that was a young person that wanted to protest the war, that might be just a way to do it.
Yeah, I think it's a brilliant idea. Anyway, 800-259-9231. I did mention we have a lot of emails tonight, man. Which,
let's go through.
So, let's bang this one out here from Dr. Todd. He's writing about the bigot from Alabama that we talked about last week. You remember this guy?
Vaguely. Tell me about him again.
He was the representative
that
who wanted to...
I've been reading about him today, too.
He wanted to ban all gay-related books, plays, any sort of media or anything like that from being displayed or available to check out in high school libraries around the state. He would have loved to have done it to colleges.
Now, gay means that it was written by a gay guy or it had
features
gay
a gay character.
Right. That kind of thing.
Anything gay.
Yeah.
If there's any sort of gay relation to a certain book, it would have been banned from the shelves. Now, the law actually ended up getting shelved. It was not passed, which is good. But nonetheless, the guy's a raving lunatic. And so here's what Dr. Todd has to say. He says, while this idiotic state representative from Alabama is undoubtedly a fascist of the worst kind, it's important to keep in mind that what he was proposing was not exactly censorship. Censorship would be the government banning the possession, sale, distribution, etc. of certain books by anyone. Correct me if I'm wrong, but he was only proposing that state-sponsored institutions, such as libraries, not procure materials written by gays or containing gay themes. Yes,
that's right.
You're right, Dr. Todd. So it's it's kind of like a semi-censorship. And it's still inappropriate because it's the government, and if the government's going to be running a library, then they need to include everything. If you want to have a private library, then exclude whatever you want.
Well, the government shouldn't discriminate against people for their sexual orientation. It really shouldn't matter to the government, I don't think.
Exactly.
I mean, you can have your own personal opinion about what they do at home at night, you know, those awful sodomites or whatever your opinion is, but I don't think that the government should be having an official opinion on it.
He says his motivation for doing this was completely off the mark in that he wanted to actively promote heterosexuality and try to mold society according to his vision. And that's a problem, is that when we give these people power, when they have an amount of power, they go crazy with it. They just figure, I've got all this power, I can just have it my way. It's like a big Burger King, have it your way. And force everybody to do what you want them to do. The only thing that he had...
I wish we could legislate that businesses had to buy radio commercials.
On Free Talk Live.
Yeah.
Interesting that you bring that up, because we were talking about the outlaw manicurist the other night on the show in New Hampshire. There's going to be a guy, a Free State Project member, who's moved there, who's going to be giving manicures without a license in front of the Board of Cosmetology.
Yeah.
He wants to get arrested, okay?
Yes, he does.
But somebody did a little digging, and they found out that the laws, the licensing laws that were created in New Hampshire,
right,
were created by one particular lady, one senator in particular, or state representative in particular, really spearheaded these laws.
Great.
Now, guess who this woman is?
In New Hampshire?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
The laws that require people to go to school to get licensed.
Well, she's probably either, from what the words you just said, she probably owns a cosmetology school, or she's in fact a cosmetology
school. She owns the number one beauty cosmetology licensing school in the state.
Dirty little secrets about government.
That's how it works.
Yep.
She used her privilege.
Regulations.
She used her privilege and her responsibility as a state legislator, her responsibility to uphold the Constitution, the state Constitution, and uphold individual rights and freedoms, and she used it to enrich herself.
That's right.
That's why we need to
I become a representative.
That's why we need to lessen the amount of power that people have.
Absolutely.
Very, very small government. However, Dr. Todd says, there is a useful principle that could be applied here that would be very good. Would be good for libertarianism in general. While some may not believe that all taxes are inherently theft, it may be easier to convince people that it's wrong to take someone's money and then spend it on things to which they are morally offended. It's a double insult to steal from pro-lifers to spend on abortions, for instance. To steal from pro-choicers to proclaim abstinence only. To steal from Christians to depict homosexuality, Buddhism, or whatever in a positive light. If everyone really believed in this principle that the government couldn't do anything for which anybody was offended, then we'd really have a small government. And by definition, one that only does things that absolutely everybody wants. So I think those are great points from Dr. Todd. You can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. This is your show. Take control via the phones, 1-800-259-9231, and vote for us at vote.freetalklive.com.
All water isn't the same. Scientific research in the past two decades which studied water has produced some startling new information. Water is not just some simple liquid that we happen to drink. Because our body is composed of 75% water, drinking energized water adds pure light frequency that can help cleanse and help alleviate most health problems. AquaNorthwest.com carries a full line of products that will increase the water's energy by creating a positive spin and revitalizing water in a high vibration state. For example, AquaNorthwest.com offers an energy gel mug. Simply place any liquid in the energy gel mug, and in just minutes, your water is positively charged and ready to enter your body in the most impressionable state. You've all heard about products that energize your water. Don't be fooled by imitators. Visit AquaNorthwest.com and learn more about the benefits of positively charged energy water. Call 888-7-AQUA-NW. That's 888-727-8269. Or visit AquaNorthwest.com.
We all know how important it is to remember Mother's Day this May the 8th. For one that's done so much for us throughout our lives, Mother's Day is the real opportunity to say, thanks, Mom, for all that you've done for me. Say thanks with a bouquet from theflowerplace.com. They're one of the top online florists, and they take their work very seriously. When you call to order flowers for your mom this Mother's Day, you'll be talking to a real florist, not some kid in the boiler room. And not only do they have many choices on their website, theflowerplace.com, but they can also make a special custom arrangement for your special mom. And most importantly, they don't raise their prices for the holidays. So you can enjoy their everyday low prices this Mother's Day. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. From and to 185 countries, including the U.S. and Canada. TheFlowerPlace.com. 1-866-355-0023. 1-866-355-0023.
Why do you wear watches? The answer is no longer simply to tell time. At DiscountWatchStore.com, watches are as much about telling time as they are about making a fashion statement or showing off one's success. Watches also make for great heirlooms to pass on for generations to come. As an authorized dealer of many fine watches, DiscountWatchStore.com offers fine timepieces that have been sought after by many for over 160 years. Choose from over 450 styles with discounts up to 70% off retail prices. With Mother's Day and Father's Day right around the corner, now is a perfect time to get them the watch they've always wanted. Visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today to get an extra 5% off our already low, low prices. Free shipping and secure transaction is standard with every order. So visit discountwatchstore.com/radio today. That is discountwatchstore.com/radio. Or call toll free 866-371-2330. That's 866-371-2330.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Toll-free, 800-259-9231. That's the number for you to take control of the show and bring up anything. You got a political issue, you got an agenda you want to push, a rant that you want to get off your chest, we're here for you. And the phone lines are yours, 1-800-259-9231. And we are looking for votes tonight. If you have not voted in the month of May for Free Talk Live, it is so easy to do so. Just go to vote.freetalklive.com. That's simple. And it'll take you less than a minute. So we were reading an email from Dr. Todd. And yes, you can always go to freetalklive.com, the regular site, and enjoy the archives and all the other fun stuff that's on there. But wrapping things up here from Dr. Todd, you can email the show at ftl@freetalklive.com. He says, it appears that the Free State Project is going to fizzle. The rate at which people are joining has plummeted after they crossed the 5,000 mark. People deserve to be free when where they, he says, people deserve to be free where they are at and shouldn't have to move to New Hampshire to get
Tell Dr. Todd about prepositions. Just kidding.
He, unfortunately, is wrong. People don't deserve anything. Nobody deserves anything. You don't deserve to be able to eat any food when you wake up in the morning, because that would preclude, that would mean that somebody would have to bring you that food because you deserve it. Because you should be able to force someone to do something for you, just in the same way you don't deserve health care.
You should have access to affordable, good health care. But there's no way that you could possibly deserve that.
And you should be free, but only if you fight and do what it takes to have it.
Exactly. Freedom is not something
I don't mean
that,
fight in the physical fighting form.
You mean fight and be stay vigilant and pay
America,
attention.
I don't mean that.
Exactly. So, yes, it would be wonderful if we could all just have some freedom and liberty where we're at, but unfortunately, the trend is towards less of it. We are gaining more tyranny and losing our freedoms.
Well, it's true. What is it? What is the site that has us now at the 15th freest nation on Earth as far as economic freedom?
I think it was 13th. Most free nation as far as the freedom of the economies. That would be the Heritage Foundation,
that's what it is.
Yeah, but we used to be in the top 10, but no longer.
No.
We're just dropping
down there.
Exactly. He says, the desire to dictate others' lives is so strong that I seriously doubt how free you could be in New Hampshire without leaving the Union, and we know what happened the last time the state tried to do that. Yes, we know what happened the last time the state tried to do that.
They didn't have TV cameras and 24-hour TV news channels at that
news
point.
News traveled by horseback in those times, Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Todd. I mean, it's an interesting point, and it's something that I think a lot of people in the Free State Project have considered. I mean, as far as just the worst-case scenario, if 20,000 liberty lovers all moved into New Hampshire together, what's the worst that could happen?
They would want to secede.
The worst, I mean, as far as what the government could do.
I see.
The worst thing would be to basically nuke the state or roll tanks in there or, you know, have some sort of a ground assault against the freedom lovers in New Hampshire, which seems completely, completely asinine.
It does. Well, it just seems outlandish.
Totally unlikely. However, if that's what has to happen, it's what has to happen because the people that are going to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project are serious.
The revolutionary fighters in our Revolutionary War faced the greatest army on the face of the planet at its time.
And they didn't have anything, really. I mean, in comparison to the British, I mean, they just had drive and they had desire.
Mm-hmm.
And they wanted their freedoms. They wanted to stop the taxation without representation, etc. And they did it. If they had all got together, and there were some, you mentioned one-third were revolutionaries, one-third were for the Brits, and there was one-third that was, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if they all just kind of got together and One of them was talking about, we need to strike at the British, we need to get our freedoms. And then there was a bunch of people in there that said, yeah, but we should just stay home. I mean, we're kind of free. We can still move around, and we can still grow
our
crops.
It's only 1% tax?
Yeah, it's only 1%. What's the big deal? We shouldn't have to, we don't need to secede from the Union. We don't need to get to leave the British rule. It's okay. But if that had happened, where would we be today? How much more government would we have today if that had happened? Anyway, I don't agree with you, Dr. Todd. The Free State Project, he says it's going to fizzle because the rate of joining has gone down.
Now that is an issue.
He's right about that. When we were around 5,000, we're over 6,500 members now that have signed up, mm-hmm. committed to move all together to the same state. When we were at 5,000, that's when the state vote was happening. That was before that New Hampshire was chosen.
Mm-hmm.
There was 10 different states that we were trying to choose from. And so there was a lot of excitement surrounding that vote. There was a lot of people joining, like 100 people a week. Now we're down to 10 mm-hmm. people a week. And we're not sure what exactly was the factor there. I mean, just maybe it was the excitement. Maybe the fact that, you know, now that the state has been selected, people who opted out of New Hampshire were able to bail out. Because that was another important point. When we got to 5,000, we had our vote. New Hampshire was chosen. And there was a bunch of people that had said, I'm not going to move to New Hampshire. And there was a bunch of people that said, I'm not going to move to Alaska. So if Alaska was chosen, a bunch of people would have been able to be removed from mm-hmm. the voters' rolls. And so after we hit that vote, then there was about 1,000 or so people that got cut. So we've actually made up that 1,000 and then gotten an extra 1,500 on top of that. So there's still been growth. I mean, the fact is, we're still growing. The Free State Project isn't exactly an organization with a huge budget.
No.
Okay? They can't afford Super Bowl ads.
I'd say their growth is tied directly to Free Talk Live's growth.
I feel that way, at least.
Because Free Talk Live has been instrumental in getting people to join the Free State Project. Now, and the more stations we get, the more we grow here at Free Talk Live, the more the Free State Project will grow.
That's how I feel about it. So, I mean, that's why we're kind of partnering
together.
They are
a paid sponsor, but in a lot of ways, it's nominal.
We were running commercials for them long before they were bang. So, there you go. 800-259-9231. Thank you, Dr. Todd, for the email. Your email. We do have one more email. Maybe we might get to tonight. But there's all kinds of good stuff in the news, including Sometimes it's so hard to choose, man, which, including the follow-up on the treasure story that we did last week. Some guys were allegedly digging in their yard and found a box full of booty. Here's the rest of the story. It's coming up. This is your show. It's Free Talk Live. Take control.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Attention parents, Congress wants to take away your parental authority. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. A new bill is about to become law, and unless we do something to stop it, it could eliminate your favorite show. All because Congress is offering to help protect your children. After Janet Jackson's costume accident, Congress got up in arms. They proposed $500,000 fines for broadcasters and on-air talent per incident of indecency. You are right to want to protect your children. I have three young children myself, but you don't want the government to choose what's appropriate for you or your family. There is programming that some families find objectionable that you, as a parent, may decide to use as the basis of a life lesson, a conversation with your children. At DownsizeDC.org, we believe that Congress must not meddle with your family decisions. This bill is in the final stages of becoming law. We must act now to stop it. You can tell your congressman you oppose this law by visiting DownsizeDC.org.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. You take control and bring up anything. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. Tuesday night edition, and it's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
1-800-259-9231. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind goes. Otherwise, we'll bring up a little follow-up story here in a little bit on the buried treasure. But we want to tell you to go and vote for the show. If you haven't done it yet, go to vote.freetalklive.com. It's a lot easier. It used to be a podcast alley /XYZ, and we couldn't give that out. We had to give you instructions as to how to get there. Now we just say vote.freetalklive.com, and it makes it easier for you to tell your friends, which is the most important thing. First, tell them about the great talk show that you listen to, because even if they don't like regular talk radio, there's a good chance they'd like Free Talk Live, because a lot of people are sick of regular talk radio. They're sick of the Rush Limbaughs and the female Rush Limbaughs that are out there, and the Rush Limbaughs who are liberals that are out there.
I just went to vote.freetalklive.com just to see how easy it was, and it is easy.
Yeah.
It goes straight to the site. All you got to do is enter your email address in, and then click
vote
now. And then it goes to your email address, and then when you see it in there, you got to click to say, yeah, I got this, and
that's
then
it.
Bang.
Boom.
Wow.
So tell
that's
your friends,
how easy it is.
Tell your friends.
We need your vote.
Freetalklive.com and do it yourself as well, of course. So once a month, that's it. 800-259-9231. Last week, we reported on a little story about two gentlemen in, I guess, northern Massachusetts, southern New Hampshire area, that allegedly had found some buried treasure. They were supposedly digging up a tree, or going to plant a tree, or something like that, in their backyard. And they discovered there was a box underground that had soda cans, apparently, or some sort of cans, that allegedly had several hundred dollar bills in them. The dollar bills were from the early 1900s, and the I think 1899 through something like 1919 or something. And it turned out that they got it appraised. The money was worth over $100,000 in today's dollars. And it made news. I mean, it was a treasure trove. Somebody found some treasure.
How often does that happen? You're digging in your front yard, you find a box full of money.
Well, things just got a little bit weird. Lawrence, Massachusetts, from the Dallas Fort Worth News.
It got a little weird.
Two men who made national headlines by claiming they found a buried treasure in the backyard of a home were charged on Friday with stealing the collection of old currency from a house where they were working.
Oh.
Barry Billcliff, 27, of Manchester, New Hampshire, and Timothy Krebase, age 22, of Methuen, Massachusetts, were charged with receiving stolen property. Conspiracy and accessory after the fact, said Lieutenant Kevin so-and-so. The men were to be arraigned on Friday. Krebase told investigators the men found the money in the gutter of a barn that they were hired to repair.
Hmm.
Now, that's not the story that we reported on last
no,
week.
No, it isn't.
According to the Eagle Tribune newspaper, Lawrence, the men had made several appearances on national television this week, and police noticed details of the story changed with each appearance. Police Chief Joseph E. Solomon told ABC's Good Morning America that authorities might never have suspected anything had the men not sought publicity. Had they just put the money away or, you know, gone somewhere outside of the area and sold a little money at a time, I don't think anybody would have known or suspected anything, Solomon said. And Solomon's doing all the future people that do this a real favor and, you know, cluing them in. Hey, don't tell us. We don't want to catch you. Sometimes wanting to be famous is really the downfall of people, he says. So apparently the men were planned to appear on Jimmy Kimmel Live, but were arrested before they could show up. And there
that's
you go.
Great. I wish they were appearing on Free Talk Live when they got arrested.
They stole
that'd be
it.
Great.
So, there's the rest of the story. Hey, more Free Talk Live is on the way next hour. We got all kinds of stuff, including your calls at 1-800-259-9231. Don't forget to vote.freetalklive.com.
If you're talking.